to introduce Ann Alonzo, who is the administrator of the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service, and she's just going to give a couple of brief remarks. Also with her is Dr. Craig Morris, who's the deputy administrator, and so Ms. Alonzo.
Good morning, everybody. It's really a thrill to be here. Oh, my goodness. Here it's the 25th anniversary, and we just started to walk around and see a lot of the guests. This is my first time in Iowa, and in fact, I'm kind of new to, I'm a city kid from Chicago, so I am really, really interested in what we've been viewing and seeing in Iowa. Yesterday, my colleagues and I visited an egg farm in Dows and a hog farm in Ogden, and which was just fabulous. We know that Iowa is perhaps the leader in hog and egg production, and so that's very exciting for us. As mentioned, I'm with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm the administrator of a group called the Agricultural Marketing Service, and our mission is to facilitate the efficient marketing of U.S. agriculture products. I've been on the job. It's going on a month. So I've hit the ground running, but I'm really excited that this industry and this state are the first trips and the first visit for myself. I also know that there's a lot of visitors expected. In fact, we saw a lot of visitors starting to mill around, and that's fabulous that we have so many international folks here because the ag industry in particular, very active in exports. I think just last week the Department of Agriculture released some statistics that we're projecting $139.5 billion in agricultural exports. It's a new record. It's a 50% increase since 2009, and it's probably our strongest in 4 years of ag exports history. And pork is a key part of this, of course. And I just want to say that it's exciting because we're also, as part of the Obama administration, very interested in our efforts to revitalize the rural economy and to create jobs in small towns and reverse the troubling population decline in rural America. So aside from the export story and the success of that, we're also very interested in revitalizing the rural economy. And so all of this is part of that. What could I say? We're here to help. We're very active with the Pork Board and the National Pork Producers Council. In fact, yesterday we met and we addressed the group. We're partners with them. I think you might have heard it, and all this is being organized, if we go by the National Pork Producers Council and active with the Pork Board. And so I just want to say it's a pleasure to be here. We had a big instruction yesterday on the hog farm. I've never been to one. And so we learned all about the gelts and the process and the how they live. And I became very attached to a piglet who was a day old. And so that's all we really wanted to say is, thank you for having us, and we're excited to be here. And we're very supportive of the pork industry and to see how we can help in the future. So I don't know if there's questions. Okay. I'm from Chicago. I was recently with the major food company, and I worked quite a bit on global issues and how we interacted around the world. I spent half of my career in public service. I started, I'm an environmental lawyer. I started with the EPA many years ago. I worked in Region 5, the Chicagoland area. And then I was selected to be EPA's first representative in a foreign country, and that was Mexico City. So I was a diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico during the NAFTA, and you know that labor and environment were the two big issues, and so I was really, really busy. Then I got appointed by the late Secretary of Commerce, Ron Brown, to be a Deputy Assistant Secretary at the U.S. Department of Commerce International Trade, and my job was to help U.S. companies export all over the world. And we led trade missions trying to get market access and trying to make our companies more competitive in the global marketplace. And then I was at the National Foreign Trade Council. I was the number two. And what we tried to do at the National Foreign Trade Council is just a free and open trade regime. So we were responsible for getting a lot of those trade agreements through the U.S. Congress. So I know this industry in particular, the Dominican Republic Central American Free Trade Agreement, was very important and is very important, and I worked very extensively on that agreement. And so I think that's a lot of my background. I think one of the things you're referring to is, you know, I'm new to the industry and I'm new to the agriculture marketing service, but pork is not new to me. I grew up in a Mexican family. My mother's from Mexico, and she cooked pork all the time. So we had, and I don't know if you've tasted, of course, chorizo with eggs and pozole, which is my personal favorite, which is hominy and pork. We had carnitas on church, after church every Sunday with guacamole and tortillas. And over Christmas, we would make tamales with pork and other things, but the pork ones were the ones everybody wanted. So, you know, and I just say that because I think it's important to know that some of these, I mean, especially this item is such a part of a lot of our lives. And, you know, I never really thought of it in these terms until I'm here and I'm thinking this is such an important industry to this growing demographic in the United States, the Hispanic American demographic. And I know just by all the international visitors here that pork is very important as well to them and to their future and to their diets. So that's all I really had to say. Thank you. Any questions?
Could you talk a little bit more about, you mentioned that you're very interested in reviving the rural economy. Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit more about that? 1 month on the job, almost any question is an ambush question. But could you talk a little bit more about that? Are there any ideas or specific plans or projects or efforts in your cupboard that
I don't think right now, but let me hold on a minute. Sarah, are you here? And this is a priority of the Obama administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, not necessarily my personal priority, but the one that we're going to advance, of course. And Sarah, do you want to also touch on this?
Well, I think one of the things that the administration and the secretary has really called for is that we need a farm bill. In order to be able to do this, we need a 5-year farm bill that is going to help us revitalize rural America, make sure that we have some certainty for our producers going forward. So Congress is working on that right now. And that's
I think just in terms of the focus, it's the new markets for production agriculture, strong local and regional food systems, the bio-based economy, and conservation and outdoor recreation are the areas that we're focusing on in terms of revitalizing the rural economy, if that's helpful. Hi.
Hi. The amended rule for rules for country of origin labeling have recently come out. Canada has indicated it will be going back to the WTO to seek authority for retaliatory tariffs. Where does the situation with MCOOL stand at this point?
Well, this is a final rule to be compliant with the WTO. I'm going to also turn to my colleague, Craig, because this predates me a bit, but I know we're getting ready to go through a period of outreach and education for the next 6 months. I don't know if there's anything else you'd want to add to that.
We're very aggressively right now trying to schedule a series of educational outreach seminars with the affected industries here in the United States, all the way from production agriculture up through the retail sector. Those should start around mid-June. So here in the near term, I think there's going to be a lot more clarity in terms of what we're doing. Recognize at AMS, it's really our responsibility to carry out the program. A lot of the trade issues, we do that in concert with our partners at the Office of U.S. Trade Representative. Thank you.
Anybody else? Hi there.
You know, virtually, I wouldn't say every, but many of the major livestock producer groups in the U.S. are opposed to the new rule, to the revised rule, and really opposed to coal. But do you anticipate a
Well, we understand. I think the track record at AMS has shown that we have been a very good partner in trying to carry out all of our regulatory requirements. It is a law passed, obviously, by Congress and signed by the President, carrying out all of our regulatory requirements in the least burdensome manner possible. I think in the way we rolled out the prior program in 2009 was a testament to that, and we hope to do that again. Again, we've been very happy at USDA with the level of compliance with the prior program. We have approximately 98% of the commodities that you would go into a store are not only labeled, but accurately labeled. We've been very proud of the work that the retail industry has done, as well as those, their suppliers. So we're going to try to carry this out. We are going to carry this out in a manner that we feel is a partnership. At AMS, our role is to help facilitate the marketing of agricultural products. We look at retailers, we look at the suppliers, and we look at the livestock groups as our partners. You know, our job is to help them. And so we're going to try in every way to make sure that this program is rolled out in a manner that we think is fair, but also meets our requirements. 98% of the commodities are not only labeled, but labeled accurately based on our compliance data.